that he should lie. That's why I know everyone listen to my voice. You are blessed. Now hear this. Wisdom is not just knowing what to do. Wisdom is knowing what to do and doing it. Wisdom is what? It's knowing what to do in life situations. He that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them is likened unto a wise man. The storm came. The wind blew. He had challenges, but it didn't shake him because he knew what to do. He said, but the other man who is not wise, the same challenges swept the family off. What caused divorce in one family brought another family together. Just by wisdom. Just by what? Wisdom. Am I talking to you? So every crisis is actually a wisdom crisis. Are you getting what God is saying? There's nothing happening in your family that is making you rake that did not happen somewhere else. And yet people were able to overcome them. Am I coming with you? Every problem that is making you shout, somebody has overcome your that type of problem and came up with a testimony. Once there's no testimony and there's a divorce as a problem, it's an indication you lack wisdom. Because if you look at that Matthew 27, 24 to 27, everything that happened to the wise man happened to the foolish man. The same things. But the foolish man did not know what to apply. Am I talking to you? Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you say your husband is a demon, there are women who have married demons and convert them to angels. If you say your wife is a demon, there are men who have married demons and converted to what? Angels. So, whatever you're passing through is actually a wisdom problem. So, we'll be looking at wisdom tips for family progress. Wisdom tips for family progress. Number one, desire it. Number one, desire. Progress in the family begins with a desire. God will only release to you what you desire. First and foremost, I have to desire that I want progress. Am I communicating with you? In Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 1, it says, through desire, a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermingleth with all wisdom. So first and foremost, I have to desire that I want this family to progress. Does that make sense? Because what I don't desire, God will never give to me. He said, the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. Proverbs 24 verse 14. He says, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward. And thy expectation shall not be cut off. I will not experience what I'm not expecting. Proverbs 10 verse 24, he said, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. The desire of the righteous shall be granted. The path. Once there's a desire rooted in one's heart, there's always this driving force on the inside to bring about positive results on the outside. Because there's a desire in my heart, I will be driven towards that desire and say, no, I won't make this thing fail. There has to be a success. Are you my coming with you? Shout hallelujah. If your heart is not prepared, let me tell you this truth, it will never work. Hey, listen. I've been privileged as a pastor of counseling marriages. The moment a man or woman does not desire progress, talk from now to tomorrow, it won't work. So first and foremost, there has to be a desire that, look, I want this family to succeed. Am I talking to you? That is where it starts. If you don't desire it, talk from now till tomorrow. There'll be no peace in that family. What must I hear? So the first thing to do is what? To expect it. That's desired. To desire. I have to desire that I want progress. I want what? In my family. Does that make sense? There has to be desire. There has to be desire. Number two, complying with the demands of scriptures. Complying with the demands of scriptures. You have to comply with the demands of scriptures. Comply with the demands of what? Scriptures. Just like we have, you cannot have a fine building physically without having a good design, good materials, good contractors, before you can have a good design, before you can have a good building. So also, there cannot be a progressive family without certain factors. You have to comply. There has to be rules. There has to be principles. There has to be laws you must comply with. Does that make sense? Hello? Because the building process is simply to obey the word of God. So here, if a builder refuses to obey the principles, storm will blow the house down. There are principles. There are what? You cannot take the foundation of a five-story building as a bungalow. A bungalow foundation is even a five-story building foundation. So there are principles you must follow. Just like how the physical buildings, we have principles, so also the family must follow principles. I must comply with the rules. I cannot say no. I'm a contractor. Therefore, what are the system I used to build a bungalow? I used to build a five-story building. The building will collapse. Because I have to comply with the rules of the building. Am I talking to you? The strength of material has to be in place. Am I talking to you? I cannot just say, well, I do it anyhow. If I use the wrong cable, I will have disaster there. So there are principles also in family building that I must comply with. Am I talking to you, sir? Shall I say here? In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4, it says, for every house, did you hear that? That scripture is where I'm explaining. For every house is built by what? Some man. But he that builds all things, you will build, but God is master builder. That means God will give you the pattern. The architect gives you the drawing, the contractor goes to build. Does that make sense, sir? So God said, I'm the master builder. I have a pattern, but you must follow my instruction in the building. If the structural engineer said, this is the weight, and he said, no, the whole building will collapse. God said, I am the master builder, but I'm going to give you a pattern, you build. You do follow my instruction and build it. If you go out of my instructions, believe you me, the building will collapse. So he said, every house is built by you, but God is the master builder. Permit me, God is the architect, man is the contractor. If you refuse to follow the design of the architect as a contractor, you have a problem. But that's not your profession. God said, this is my rule. Which I hear. Are you going to say now? So, wisdom demands that the husband has a rule, the wife has rules, children have what? To follow, to make the building a solid building. Does that make sense, sir? Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Now, wisdom demand for the husband. A, love your wife. You know, it's number two. Hope you understand. I'm on that number two. Hope you know that. Complying with the demands of what? Scriptures. A, love your wife. I'm going to dissect love different from the way you know it. The husband is placed with the responsibility to care and love the wife without reservation. In 1 John 4:8, it says, God is love. So when he said love your wife, he simply said to the man, God, your wife, give her everything I have. Give it to her. That's the way. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 to 8, this is the qualities of love. That word charity means love. It says, love suffereth long. That word charity is love. And 48, love suffers long. And is kind. So, how do you say? Love is what? So you be kind to your wife. Love does not envy. So you can't envy your own wife. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Lord, not seek his own. You'll be buying things for yourself and forget your wife. It's not provoked. You always come. Thinks no evil. You can't sit down and be thinking evil of your own wife. Does not rejoice in iniquity. Your wife make mistake. You don't say, hey, thank God. No. But rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hope all things. Endures all things. Verse 8. Love never fails. That means if I love my wife, our marriage will never fail. Everything can fail. They can prophesy to you, you'll be a millionaire. If you don't love your wife, your family can still crash. See, prophecies will fail, everything will fail, but Lord, so if a man loves his wife, that marriage can never fail. So the wife should be the utmost desire of the man to satisfy. After God, wife comes next. Are you going to sit down? We are talking about the agape love. God's kind of love is self-denying, self-giving, it is sacrificial. That's what that scripture I read is saying. Agape love means God's kind of love is self-worth, denying, it is sacrificial, and self-giving. He said in Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Is that your Bible?
David Abiomie will be right back. Wow, it's finally here. Introducing Salvation Ministries mobile app. You can now get direct access to our Facebook updates, watch inspiring videos on our YouTube channel, get recent Twitter feeds, listen to Salvation Radio, watch Salvation TV 24 hours non-stop, and live services. With this mobile application, you can also download our ebooks and MP3 messages, post your testimonies, subscribe to our newsletter, and listen to prophetic tunes by David Abiomi. To get any of our complete messages, you could call the number on your screen, +234 703 894 5714.
You know, today, this world is even scarce, very scarce. I love you. Do you know when people are in relationship, they tell their wife, you know, I love you. But when they marry, the man will never tell his wife, I love you. It's so scarce. They say, I love you when there are two of them in courtship. But once they marry, the man forgets that word. He say, sweet, just bring me food. I love you. Sweetheart, bring me food. No. Tell her, I love you. Are the men hearing what I'm saying? Young men, when you're married, know how to tell your wife, I love you. Women, don't get tired of hearing that. The test of true love is demonstrated towards the undeserved. Your wife does not deserve love, and you love her. That's what God is saying. She's making you angry, yet you love her. Listen. I said the test of true love is demonstrated towards the undeserved. Your wife, from her behavior, does not deserve you to love her. But God is saying, the way you misbehave, and I know it, yet I love you, because you misbehave, you know. Don't you know the things you do that God still loves you? He said, that same way, love your wife. She does not deserve to be loved, but because of the understanding of the Bible, love her. I mean, understand the men. How many men can understand the Bible? You understand it? That's what God is saying. You, the things you are doing, in spite of your nonsense, I love you. You are so stubborn. I tell you, don't do this, you see, do it. Yet I love you. Love your wife in spite of all her mistakes. That's the Bible. As a love is given to those who don't deserve it. She doesn't deserve it, but show her love. Another responsibility of the man, provide for the family. Provide for what? The family. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8, he said, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he had denied the faith, and he was an infidel. The primary responsibility in the family For the man, one of the primary responsibilities is to care for your family. Any man that shields that responsibility to your wife or any other person, you will lose your place in the family. Woman will support you, but that's your primary assignment. Because if your family is hungry, they'll be angry. Hunger is connected to anger. If you don't provide for them, they'll be hungry. An hungry family will be an angry family. So the man, provide for your family as God has blessed you. You don't have to go beyond your what God has blessed you at your level, but make sure you have a responsibility to provide for your family. You say, the Lord shall supply all our needs, not all our wants. So tell your wife, this is my salary, is 60,000. I can give you feeding money of 30,000. Don't 30,000, you don't go and be thinking of freezer of 10,000. I said, you want to freeze your husband. So two of you will live according to your size. Am I going to go with you? You won't be buying chicken every day with 30,000. Otherwise, you're taking your life off. You buy according to your size. Am I talking to you? See, the man must work. Must what? Must work. The first thing God gave to man was work before wife. Genesis chapter 2, 8 and 15. The Lord planted a garden eastward. After he found man, and he took the man and placed him there. I said, now dress the garden. Any man that to build a progressive family must do something. Must do what? No matter how small, the man must refuse to be idle. Because the Lord shall bless whatsoever you do, shall prosper. Psalm 1 verse 3. So if the man is not working, it's limiting the progress of the family because God will not bless anything. There's nothing God will bless to make him prosper. So every man do something. If nothing, create something. D, the man is the spiritual head of the family. The man is the what? The man is the spiritual what? Headship is not just say, I'm the head. No, there's a responsibility. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 19, and ye shall teach them, your children, speaking of them, when thou sittest in the house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou what? Rise it up. Ephesians 5, 23, for the husband is the head of the wife. So headship is responsibility. Even as Christ is the head of the church and the savior of the body, the man must be spiritually sound to lead the family. If the family must see progress, the man must stand above average spiritually. If the head cannot lead, progress will be hindered. All men hear this. Rise up and develop yourself spiritually. Develop yourself what? All men hear me. Grow in the word of God. It is growth in the word that brings progress in the family. There is no end to growing in the word. So every person, man, grow. 2 Corinthians 3:18. You know why? The word is the most transforming force in any family. The word is the most transforming. So if the man does not grow in the word of God, he can't change the family. What you don't know, how can you apply it? So every man grow. There are men who don't know how to pray. Come on, listen. How can you be a man who don't know how to pray? Come on, what are you talking about? Your wife pray more than you? You're not a man, you're not responsible. Sit up, grow yourself. I mean, a wife will now be laying hands on you, don't even know how to pray for your children. And you say you're a man. No, now. Every man must grow. Must what? Grow. Abraham was more spiritual than Sarah. If your wife is more spiritual than you, you have lost it. You've lost everything. Every man. Headship is not like, no, I'm the head. No, there's a spiritual responsibility. Am I talking to you? I pray you have understood. Are the men hearing me? Young men, listen. Listen, young man, before you marry, grow spiritually. Grow up. Before you go into marriage, grow. Don't be a one. If you don't grow, you will groan. Make your choice. Wisdom demand for the wife. I'm through with the men. A, submit to your husband. Submit to your what? Husband. Ephesians 5:22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands. Listen, look at that word. Let their wives be to their own husbands. In some things? Everything? Okay. Read your Bible well. The wife's primary responsibility after the Lord is to her husband and her children. Husband first, then children second. Not children first too. Oh, my children, even of my children, is a lie. Husband first, then children second. Yeah, so if you are married, once babies come, you forget your husband. Husband first, the children come second. You are not married to your children, you are married to your husband. And without that man, the children would have come. So your first responsibility is not to the children. It's to where? Yes, man. No, our mothers, without knowing Bible, say, if not for these children, I would have gone and left this Bible. They don't know Bible. So don't follow their principle. Your first responsibility to your husband, then who? To your children. Come on, sir, here. Hear this truth. If a woman does not have a man, that is husband, to whom she is unquestionably loyal to, she cannot succeed in marriage. Am I talking to you? Now, submission is the willingness to give up your own right to someone else freely. Surrender your insistence in having your way all the time. I put it this way, as a submission is the willingness to give up our right to ourselves, to freely surrender our insistence on having our way all the time. But the wife, this is my right, but I listen to say, because this is what God says. Am I coming with you? It is putting the woman's will under the will of God. The will of God means God says so, I put my will under it. Am I communicating with you? Shout hallelujah. You don't have to insist for your right. This is what God says, and then I obey. Am I talking to you? For instance, God said to Abraham, leave. Move to Egypt. What did Sarah do? She followed. Now God is telling your husband that you should go to a wedding. He said, no, me, I must stay in Port Harcourt. No, now. That's not true. Am I talking to you? There are women, even when God is speaking, they say, no! Not in this house. No, now, that's not submission. You don't insist on your right. You are babe because God's word says so. Listen, I don't mean that you, anything outside the word of God, you don't obey. You say, in line with the word of God, Colossians 3:18, that's true. But as long as it is the word of God, you must obey. Am I talking to you? This is why submit yourselves unto your husband as it is fit in the Lord. It must be in line with the word of God. Am I talking to you? B, the wife is to keep the home. The wife is to do what? To keep the home. Titus chapter 2 verse 5. To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home. Keepers what? At home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. In Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, it says she's an helpmeet for him. The wife should be able to keep the home. The wife should be able to do what? The environment should be conducive. It does not necessarily mean that she has to clean the place, but her eyes must be down to make sure the place is clean. Do you understand what I mean by that? Because I hear. She has to promote orderliness, which will in turn produce progress. She has to keep the home. Any home you see that is dirty, the wife is dirty. That's the work of a woman. Am I talking to you? It does not mean that you must sweep, but you must make sure those things are done. Are you getting what I'm talking? That's an assignment of a woman. So I hear. Are the young men, women hearing me? If the two places you know a woman who is dirty is her kitchen and her toilet. When you enter a house, enter the toilet, enter the kitchen, you know how clean the woman is. Don't enter, use parlor. What you want to know a woman who is clean, enter the toilet and enter the kitchen. If you see those places dirty, the woman is dirty. If you want to know a man who is dirty, enter his car. Any man who uses a dirty car is a dirty man, no matter the dress he wears, because the car is a mobile house. C, care for the members of the family. care for the members of the family. Titus 2:4. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. You cannot be a true wife and see your children hungry. Husband not attended to, and you are too busy watching movies. When a woman does not know what the husbands eat, that woman has failed in her responsibility. There are women who don't even know whether the husband has eaten or not. No, that is not the Bible. Am I talking to you? Your children, you know whether they have eaten. The wife care for the family members, know the state of the people of the family. There are wives who even don't know about the children's academics. No, that's not so. As your children come back, as a wife, you open their notebooks, open their textbooks. Your children's relationship, who are they working with? That's the work of a woman. You ask your daughter, who is your friend? This girl working with you, who is she? Am I talking to you, woman? Hello? It's not, I'm very busy. No, once you see a straight person with your daughter, you say, who is that girl? Who came in? Who is she to you? Hey, you. That's the work of a woman. Am I talking to you? It's not the work of a man. Women, their eyes come down. They say, I'm seeing one boy around you. Who is that boy to you? That's the question of a woman before the man will ask. Who is that boy? That boy coming around. Who is he? My daughter, I keep seeing one young boy coming around. Who is he? That's the work of a woman. Am I talking to you? Your eyes will come down, not up. There are women who even their children are pregnant, they don't know. Two men, a woman should know when a daughter's body changes. Immediately, I say, hey, my daughter, at 16, this is what you are. So this is how you should behave. Put something under you, blood will come out. That's the work of a woman, not the man. Have you seen women who sit like this? When you see a lady sit like this from the mother.
Get any of our complete messages, you could call the number on your screen. +234 703 894 5714. Join us on our next episode.
The greatest miracle is not the miracle that eyes are open. The greatest miracle is not that the lame walked. The greatest miracle is not that you bought a house. The greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. If you have not met Jesus, I want to pray specially with you. Just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from